brought to you by Penguin.
Sisters by Daisy Johnson, read by Daisy Edgar Jones and Anna Koval.
My sister is a black hole. My sister is a tornado. My sister is the end of the line. My sister is the locked door. My sister is a shot in the dark. My sister is waiting for me. My sister is a falling tree. My sister is a bricked-up window. My sister is a wishbone. My sister is the night train. My sister is the last packet of crisps. My sister is a long lie-in. My sister is a forest on fire. My sister is a sinking ship. My sister is the last house on the street. Part 1. September and July. A house. Slices of it through the hedge. Across the fields. Dirty white. Windows sunk into the brick. Hand in hand in the back seat. The arrow of light from the sunroof. Two of us. Shoulder to shoulder. Sharing air. A long way to come. Up the bone of the country. Skimming the Birmingham Ring Road past Nottingham, Sheffield and Leeds. Breaching the Pennines. This the year we are haunted. What? This the year? As any other? In which we are friendless. Necessary only to ourselves. This the year we waited in the rain by the old tennis court for them to arrive. Sounds on the radio. Higher temperatures are coming from the south. Police in Whitby. The shush, shush, shush of Mum's hands on the wheel. Our thoughts like swallows. Front of the car rising and falling like a bow. There is sea out there somewhere. Pulling the duvet over our heads. This the year. Something else is the terror. The road edging away and then dropping from sight. The judder, judder, judder as we move from tarmac to dirt. Is Mum crying? I don't know. Should we ask? No answer to that, and anyway, the house is there now and no time to go back or try again or do things over. This the year we are houses. Lights on in every window. Doors that weren't quite shut. When one of us speaks, we both feel the words moving on our tongues. When one of us eats, we both feel the food slipping down our gullets. It would have surprised neither of us to have found, slit open, that we shared organs. That one's lungs breathed for the both. That a single heart beat a doubling, feverish pulse. July. Chapter 1. Here we are. Here it is. This the house we have come to. This the house we have left to find. Beached up on the side of the North York Moors, only just out of the sea. Our lips puckered and wrinkled from licking crisp salt. Limbs heavy. Wrought with growing pains. The boiling hot steering wheel. The glare off the road. It has been hours since we left, buried in the back seat. Mum said, getting into the car, let's make it before night. And then nothing else for a long time. We imagine what she might say. This is your fault. Or, we would never have had to leave if you hadn't done what you did. And what she means, of course, is if we hadn't been born. If we hadn't been born at all. I squeeze my hands together, not being able to tell yet what the fear is of, only that it is enormous. The house is here.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?